One of the powers of good writing is how it can conjure up a memory so sharp, so true, as to break open our heart. Laura Bonazzoli does this in her portrait of her great-grandmother. We can see the elder and the child who watches her. Here is Histoire to my great-grandmother Lavinia. From behind Mama's coat, I saw your arms flat, your funny cap with strings knotted at your throat, your head straining above the dense bands of bed that tethered your chest, your heart. Even at 6, I knew of your home in Tadoussac, of your window above the St. Lawrence River, where barges loaded with linens and lumber would float southwest toward Quebec, or 2 or 3-decker steamboats parade toward Montreal, flags flying above them. I'd heard of the parties and servants and private tutors until the year your father died and your mother lost everything, Mama explained, on a speculator's bad advice. You came to New England and found a job teaching French, but married badly. He drank his pay with 7 mouths to feed, so you and your daughters stitched shoes in a factory where the windows were high and dirty and anyway looked on an alley. And when he died, you took a room in Morse's block until one day you forgot which way was home. That's how I understood it went. And since you now only spoke French, I couldn't ask if I was right or why I couldn't see your wrists and hands or why you lay so little at St. Jude's and not with us. Or were you happy there or ever happy once you'd left your home above the river?